From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today we've got a special reporters roundtable that's all about the holidays at the newsstands. Family, faith, and gift giving are popular topics between the glossy covers of some of your favorite magazines. With me now, Angela Burt Murray, editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine. Also, Newsweek's national correspondent Allison Samuels and Brian Monroe, vice president and editorial director of Ebony and Jet magazines. Welcome, folks.
Hi. Thank you.
So as this year wraps up, one of the major themes for magazines is the most influential people of the year. Angela, tell us how you're going to cover that at Essence.
Well, we put together our first annual influential list, which is really a roundup of not only the bold-faced names like politicians and celebrities and people like you'd expect to find on a list like this, but also the ordinary people in the African-American community who are doing extraordinary things. So the people that really got us to think in different ways this year. So it was a pleasure to put together this list to salute, again, the people that you would expect and also some surprises.
Give me one of those surprises.
I think one of my favorites on the list is a woman named Gina McCulley, who is the blogger who founded the site whataboutourdaughters.com. And she's basically started a grassroots campaign challenging some of the images, the negative images that we see in the media as it relates to African-American women. And this year, she successfully lobbied advertisers to pull out of the show that BET was putting on the air, Hot Ghetto Mess.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've had Gina on many times, and she's one of our favorites.
She's fascinating.
So, Brian, what about Ebony and Jet?
Well, you know, we've got our current issue on the stands, which has someone we've all been following for a while, Michael Jackson on the cover. We can talk about that a little bit later. But inside, you know, we're looking at the holiday gifts, and actually we're doing this in Ebony and in Jet magazine, and now on our website, ebonyjet.com, and specifically looking at technology, everything from GPS systems to flat-screen TVs, and trying to make the distinction between LCDs and plasmas and why you should buy one and buy the other. But probably one of our most interesting packages this month has been about Africa, and it's called The Africa You Don't Know, where we really wanted to take an authentic look at the continent, and this is the beginning of an ongoing series throughout the year, and look at it beyond the issues we're all familiar with, poverty, violence, and things like that, and really looking at the almost normal, regular sense of Africa, from kids playing to entertainment to booming issues with economics, and now the inclusion of China in the new economic development in many parts of Africa.
Now, Allison, at Newsweek, you guys have a most influential person of the year. What does Newsweek look for when picking that person?
Well, it differs from year to year, but I think this year, because next year is such a huge political year, I think this year they're focusing very much on sort of who's going to have the most impact on the campaigns, and that doesn't have to necessarily be the person running. It could be their campaign director. It could be who's going to shape that campaign. And I think
Oprah.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I think because Oprah is putting her hat in the ring, I think that she has a pretty good shot at that. I do think that.
So do you get to weigh in on this?
We all get to weigh in on it. Now, whether they listen to us is a whole other thing. But we all do get a vote on, who would you suggest this year is next year's going to have the impact? Because that's the whole key for us is who's going to actually have that kind of impact for the next year. They sort of call it who's next.
Now, I want to turn to matters of faith. Some publications look into matters of faith at the end of the year. It's a logical time to do that. And Angela, Essence is featuring an interview with Juanita Bynum. Tell me a little bit about that and why you decided to put her in the issue.
Well, Juanita Bynum found herself thrust into the spotlight a couple of months ago when she and her husband had an unfortunate altercation in a parking lot, and it really brought to a head for the African-American community the conversation about domestic violence, and specifically as it relates to the church. Historically, the church has been loath to tackle this very important issue, while statistically we know that African-American women are suffering a great deal in these relationships. So we felt it was important to sit down with Dr. Bynum and talk about her experience, but also hear the message that she wanted to share with women who might find themselves in similar situations. So it's a really, really important conversation.
I know that she's mentioned in the past that she really wants to make this part of her ministry. Did she expand on that?
Yes, absolutely. This is actually a two-part series that we're very proud to be presenting. The first part is in the December issue, and then she is actually the cover of the January issue, where she will then take that opportunity to talk about her new ministry and how she plans to go forward to help women who are in similar situations.
Allison, what does Newsweek have on tap in terms of faith?
At this point, they haven't sort of decided what they want to do, but usually when they, closer to the actual last issue of the year, they'll tackle some, particularly interesting issue, whether it be like Mother Teresa's book that came out earlier this year where it talked about Mother Teresa sort of challenging her faith, during the early years of her life. They'll choose something like that to sort of, focus on and to sort of talk about what impact that had for the year in terms of, faith and how people of faith actually handled that.
Now, Brian, do you do anything about Kwanzaa in addition to Christmas or any of the other religious holidays?
Well, actually, we have coverage of both Kwanzaa and other religious aspects to the holiday season. Kwanzaa is in our December issue, and we take a very different look at it. Decided to ask the question why we celebrate, or in many cases, why we don't celebrate Kwanzaa. The confusion in the African-American community about what Kwanzaa is and what it's not, that it's not a religious holiday per se as much as a celebration of our heritage, and why for many African-Americans it's almost like we feel like we should celebrate it, but we really don't know why, and so most of us don't. And so we take a look at that. And then we go and look at sort of the other side of the coin with a very, very practical look at why and how to read the Bible. Joy Bennett takes a very hands-on utilitarian guide to going chapter by chapter, book by book, in the Bible and how to use it in your everyday life.
I'm going to stay with you, Brian, on favorite story. I know that right now we're talking about wrapping up the year, but any time from January on, what was your favorite story that you covered or you helped put together this year?
Well, that's a big question. We've had some really great issues this year from our Barack and Michelle issue in February, where we hit the stands a week before he announced with a great profile on them as a couple, to in May, got to sit down and do the hard duty of spending a day or so with Halle Berry. And, of course, our July issue that we decided to take all the pictures off the cover and take a serious look at the language of disrespect in Black America. But I think probably the one we're most excited about is the one that's on the stands right now with Michael Jackson. We've been working on that for the last 8 or 9 months to land that exclusive interview. And we got him to open up about a bunch of things, as well as look back at the 25th anniversary of Thriller. And spending 3 days with him, he is both complicated and in some ways not nearly as strange or as weird as people have painted him to be. And I think when readers both see the story in the magazine and also go online, because we put a lot of the audio clips from the interview up online, we've gotten reaction from all over the world, Finland, Germany, Tokyo, and overseas sales are just off the chain.
Angela, what about you? What was your favorite moment over the year?
I think that, it's been a really strong year for us, but I think I'm most proud about our political coverage this year. We've devoted unprecedented real estate in women's magazines to the conversation about the election, and we had interviews with Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, and we felt like it was important to do this because statistics have shown that in the next election in the African-American community, Black women will cast 6 out of 10 votes. So, we're a very influential voting bloc this term, and it's really important that the candidates speak directly to the issues that Black America wants addressed.
Allison, what about you?
I guess my favorite story this year was a conversation, well, actually it was an interview that I that I had with both Holly Robinson Peete and Lily Tartikoff, whose husband Brandon was the head of NBC for many years. Both of them have children that are ill. Holly's son is autistic, and Lily's daughter was brain damaged in a car accident. And it was just very emotional sitting there listening to these two women who had never met before talk about what it's like to be the mother of a child who is ill and who necessarily won't get better. I think it put a lot of things into perspective, but also it was just interesting to see two women, one African-American, one not, bond so quickly, and so many shared experiences that they had gone through with their children. And I think it just sort of gave me a new look at just sort of, you know, what's important and what's not, because these are women who said most parents want their children to go to Harvard. They think that's like an accomplishment. But for them, you know, Lily Tartikoff said her daughter just being able to raise her head for like 5 minutes at a time was the thing that made her day. And I don't know, I just felt like, you know, that was just an important story for people to see, because I think sometimes we do take a lot of those kind of things for granted.
All right. Well, we are running out of time. I know that, Brian, you mentioned a little bit about gift giving. You're going to talk about technology. Angela and Allison, briefly, any gift advice in your magazines?
I know for us, we're going to do a lot about there are many programs where you can give back to Africa. You can, you know, give $50 to buy a goat for a woman in Kenya so she can feed her family. We're trying to do more things like that and not make them so materialistic. We're really trying to focus on gift giving to, you know, international countries.
Allison?
Yes?
Oh, sorry, I'm confusing people. Excuse me.
Okay.
Angela?
Yeah, well, okay, I guess we're the opposite of what Newsweek covered in their gift giving guide. We did go on the luxury side of things and tried to put together some things that were just simply too beautiful to resist for women. So there's everything from handbags and shoes and fragrance and furs and, you know, just a wonderful range of things, but also the service of the best places to shop online, the best catalogs, the best stores, and the best places to shop for children.
All right. Well, Angela, Brian, Allison, thanks so much and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Angela Burt Murray is editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine. Allison Samuels is a national correspondent for Newsweek. And Brian Monroe is vice president and editorial director of Ebony and Jet Magazines.